Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Each day, people all over the world rise not knowing what to do with their life. They know they should report to work on time. Husbands know they should love their wives, and wives know that they should respect their husbands. Children know that they should honor their parents. Most people, after doing all of the above, still experience a void. Deep inside of them, they know that there's something greater they've been called to do. It is a feeling that's hard to put in words, but often experienced. I've heard people say, "I know I'm supposed to be doing something more meaningful." I want you to know, if you're one of the many experiencing this, you are correct. When God created you, He created you in His likeness and after His image with a purpose. Everyone has a gift to offer the world that will add value to life. In Luke chapter 1, verses 13 through 17, it is written, "But the angel said unto him, Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God." This narrative shares with us the birth and purpose of John the Baptist. John's purpose was determined prior to his natural birth. John, along with his parents, knew what he was called to do. He was filled with the Holy Spirit from the womb. Your purpose has also been determined from your mother's womb and revealed to you in the earth when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You too were filled with the Holy Spirit from your spiritual birth in the body of Christ. Jesus said, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me." As you go about witnessing Christ, your purpose will be revealed in your obedience to the aforementioned. Being an effective witness is the first thing you and I have been purposed to do. The void that you're experiencing will be filled as you go forth witnessing Jesus Christ in your home, school, workplace, and in your community. Your obedience to witnessing Jesus Christ to the world will open the door to everything else God has predestined and purposed for you in the earth. Your blessings will overtake you as you go forth in obedience to being an effective witness. Do the first thing, and the rest will be revealed. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.